children are for calling their education.
But the powers that be are more concerned about their power.
We're not seeing any ways to make the budget more responsible.
Given the tax spend policy that's going on right now.
I haven't lost hope yet, but I do think that right now we are heading in the wrong direction.
My faith level right now in the state of Wisconsin is pretty low, but I believe that can change.
The leadership in charge of Wisconsin needs to change.
We are on the back track sometimes with our economy, and that's what we need to turn our attention to.
Hold the manufacturers here. Keep the companies here.
I'd like to see Wisconsin still be innovative and creative.
Using policy to innovate and create new solutions that haven't previously existed.
I think someone like Scott Walker's the guy to do it.
He's got a positive attitude, a positive outlook.
We need someone who can put his foot down and make the hard decisions.
He does what he says he's going to do.
We're going to turn this around.
And we can take this move back.
You know what I love about Wisconsin? People love living here. But right now, they're just not satisfied with the direction Wisconsin's headed. And neither am I. That's why I just filed my papers to run for governor. You gotta turn this head around. You gotta know what to do. I mean, the current leadership in Madison's just not cutting. Take a look at these headlines. The other day, Harley Davidson announced they're shedding even more jobs. And these 400, they specifically mentioned that in part, it's because of the tax increases the governor signed off on earlier this year. Is it any wonder now that the jobless rate's the highest it's been since 82? You know, the state's 9.4% unemployment rate is actually higher than the national average. Now's the time to get going on this campaign. We want to take Wisconsin back. The next 18 months are going to be a lot like Wisconsin roads in the spring. It's going to be a little bumpy. We might hit a pothole or two along the way. But I hope you're along for the ride. After all, it's time to believe in Wisconsin again.
Wisconsin has lost 112,000 private sector jobs in the past year. After 6 years in office, Governor Jim Doyle says he's not responsible for our current problems. I disagree. Our budget problems started long before the economic meltdown. For years, too many politicians in Madison have ignored the looming crisis so they could spend more and more taxpayer dollars. Now, the solution to the soaring budget deficits and record job losses is to call for more government spending, paid for by higher taxes on Wisconsin families and employers. While the people of this state tighten their belts to make it through this recession, Governor Doyle actually calls for more government spending, nearly 10%. And the tax increases he signed into law earlier this year to help pay for the spending has already contributed to the loss of hundreds of good-paying jobs. I know well, 2 weeks ago, Wisconsin's own Harley Davidson announced that they'll lay off up to another 400 workers. One major reason for these layoffs is the tax increase already approved by the governor earlier this year. And it's not always taxes that cost us jobs here in Wisconsin. Sometimes it's a lack of effort. Recently, Thomas Industries was deciding whether to stay in Sheboygan or move to Louisiana. Governor Doyle couldn't find the time to pitch to company officials directly, and he let the final presentation go to a low-level bureaucrat while he took a trip to Spain. At the same time, Louisiana's governor personally worked with the company, put together an incentive package, and ultimately convinced company officials to move 280 good-paying jobs from Wisconsin down to Louisiana. These job losses are devastating to Sheboygan and for all of us here in Wisconsin. And while families, retirees, and employers are barely able to afford to get by, Governor Doyle actually wants to raise our taxes by nearly $3 billion. This will drive jobs and people out of the state. Now, I remember the last time Wisconsin faced a similar situation. It was the early 1980s. We were in a recession, and the state had a huge budget deficit. Then, as now, the governor and the Democrats in charge believed in balancing the budget with big tax increases. Remember that? It only made things worse. In fact, it got so bad, so many jobs left the state that the governor of Illinois actually put up billboards on our state line that said, "When the last business leaves Wisconsin, please turn off the lights." It was that bad, and sadly, it's even worse today than it was back then. Today, we have a governor who once claimed that everyone in prison belongs there, but now advocates the early release of as many 3,000 convicted criminals into our neighborhoods. A governor who abandons his commitment to protect our children from dangerous sexual predators through GPS tracking. At the same time, he authorizes the use of hidden cameras to track down speeders. We don't share the priorities of an administration that is more concerned about establishing a domestic partner registry for same-sex couples than updating the state sex offender registry to keep our schools and our neighborhoods safe. We have a governor who wants to lift the cap on double-digit property tax increases while he does little to reform our education system. We have a governor who raided more than $1 billion out of the transportation fund and now asks for a new gas tax to help pay for it. We don't share the governor of the values of a governor who wants to turn back the clock when Wisconsin was a magnet for welfare and a haven for frivolous lawsuits. We have a governor who wants to expand paid maternity leave for welfare recipients to 6 months, while hardworking Wisconsin families struggle to take 6 weeks off without pay. A governor who wants to gut decade-old welfare or legal reforms that keep Wisconsin from becoming a haven for frivolous and costly lawsuits that cost us jobs. We don't share the values of a governor whose top advisor votes to require a University of Wisconsin clinic to perform late-term abortions. A governor who took over $30,000 in campaign cash from a Madison abortionist and his wife. We have a governor who does not share our values. We've lost faith in a governor governor who makes higher education unreachable for Wisconsin families as tuition has gone up by more than 70%. A governor who raises those costs while giving tuition breaks to people whose families aren't even in this country legally. We don't understand a governor who makes a mockery out of our electoral process by overlooking the abuses in the system, a governor who voted for responsible and reasonable election reforms and requirements to vote not once, not twice, but three times. We don't support Governor Jim Doyle because his policies are taking us backwards. Now that's a powerful indictment, but I'm here to tell you today that history doesn't have to repeat itself. With the right leadership, we can build a better Wisconsin. As I've traveled around the state, I'm happy to say that I've seen our hardworking people, our decent employers, and our outstanding natural resources. I know the people and places of the state, and I know that we can build a better Wisconsin. I believe in Wisconsin. I believe in a state that takes the education of our children and puts it ahead of the needs of the special interests, and a state where parental involvement in a child's education is celebrated and not litigated. I believe we should expand educational options for like school choice and charter schools and virtual schools, especially in our state's largest city, where these programs can provide a lifeline to some of our most vulnerable children. I want to build a better Wisconsin where students are given affordable options for learning beyond high school. I want to live in a state where our hardworking families can access affordable and quality health care, not through big government bureaucracy, but through market-based solutions like competition, transparency, and tax incentives. I believe in a state where we budget based on need and not on want. Just because a government program has a high-priced lobbyist does not mean it should continue, let alone receive automatic funding increases. I believe we should strip policy and support for the state budget. This process should be about funding essential government programs based on a taxpayer's ability to pay. It should not be about trading, horse trading, for special interest groups. I believe that there should be no more raiding segregated state funds to pay for other programs. If taxpayer revenue is collected for a specific purpose, it should be used for that purpose and that purpose only. I believe, just as our Attorney General rightly believes, in a state that keeps convicted criminals behind bars and gives law enforcement and prosecutors the tools they need to keep our neighborhoods straight. I believe in a state where we protect the sanctity of every innocent life and where every life matters. The right to keep and bear arms, a state that joins almost every other state in the Union in giving us the legal right to carry, and a state that supports our sportsmen and our sportswomen. I believe in a state that supports the legal right to vote and acts to ensure that every vote is cast legally. That honors the men and women who fought so hard and those who are fighting hard still today to protect that right to vote in a free society. I believe in Wisconsin. Say it with me. I believe in Wisconsin. Say it again. I believe in Wisconsin. It is no longer enough to tinker around the edges of failed public policies that drive jobs, qualified workers, and retirees from our state. I believe in change that will take our state in a new direction. Change that is founded on the principles of limited government, economic opportunity, and personal freedom. These are simple principles. Simple, but not easy. There have been countless times during my tenure as county executive when it might have been easier to abandon these principles in favor of a more politically expedient solution. But I campaigned on a pledge to treat the taxpayers' dollars as if they were my own. I did it before, and if I have the honor of serving as your governor, I will do it again and again and again. With those inside government. That's exactly the kind of leadership this state needs to get our state working again. I believe in the people of Wisconsin. I believe in our can-do attitude and commitment to excellence. And I have witnessed firsthand the generous spirit that makes Wisconsin such a wonderful place to call home. I am running for governor because I believe in a better Wisconsin, and I know that you do too. Please.